Working at an even higher pace than usual, I made it to Juna's room, stumbling a little due to overtaxing my spiritual energy. Juna was there, holding Enju, and so was Licia, watching them warmly. Licia looked at me, pressing her index finger to her lips. That meant be quiet. I looked at the rocking chair where Juna was sitting, and saw that she was sleeping too. The way she held Enju lovingly with her eyes closed was so divinely beautiful that I wanted to capture it on video, in a photograph, and have the court artist paint it too. "She just fell asleep," Licia said in a whisper when I got closer. Juna nodded off with her. Lowering my voice so as not to wake them, I said, "Good work. How are Sian and Kazuha?"
"Aisha and Roroa are looking after them in the nursery room. They started crying too when they heard Enju's wailing."
Sian and Kazuha could already stand by pulling themselves up and could waddle around on unsteady feet or crawl around surprisingly quickly. Kazuha in particular would move all over the place if you let her, even trying to leave the room, so we couldn't take our eyes off her. I was glad she was growing up healthy, but it was troublesome that she was as much of a tomboy as her mother.
"Thanks, Licia, for being supportive of Juna.
She was there for me, so this is the least I could do."
With that said, Licia clapped me on the shoulder, adding,
"Well, I'll leave the three of you alone now. I need to check in on Sian and Kazuha."
Licia was probably trying to be considerate of Juna's mental state after giving birth by making time for me, Juna, and Enju to be alone together.
"Thanks, Licia."
"This is part of my job as first primary queen."
"Well, come to think of it, you didn't mention her, but where's Naden gotten off to?" I asked as I remembered.
"Oh,"
Licia nodded. "Naden's at the Magna Domain today. They've got one too, remember?"
"I see." That made a lot of sense to me.
A baby was sleeping quietly in its crib. When she saw its little baby hands were formed into fists and its mouth was hanging just a little open, Naden couldn't help but say,
"It's so cute."
"I know, right?" Ruby agreed, puffing her chest up with pride.
"Wait, what are you so proud for?"